money.
My father needs money, my uncle needs money, my mother is thin as a reed. But me, I'm sitting pretty, I've got all the money I need. My dearest friend Fritzy is out of his wits, he has four starving children to feed. But me, I'm sitting pretty, I've got all the money I need. I know my little cousin Eric is as credit is hysterical, and also cousin Emma and upon his mother's Emma, and my sister and my brother took the hawking one another too. But I've got some talents which build up my balance, or even my bankers agree. That me, I'm sitting pretty, I've got all the money I need. My little cousin Eric is as credit is hysterical, and also cousin Emma and upon his mother's Emma, and my sister and my brother took the hawking one another too. But I'm not an nincompoop, I've got an income you put in the bank to accrue. Yes, me, I'm sitting pretty, life is pretty, sitting with pretty, sitting with pretty, sitting with you.
Bye.
get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. But I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I got to give if you say you love me too. May not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Everybody's in it, so can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't want no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. For money, the money can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't want the kind of thing. I'm a blah, 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 blah. Say that they want the kind of thing the money just can't buy. Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Love. Love.
Fortune in a game. mouth and look at my wad. Loads of money.
This is a journey into money. Loads of money.
I know. It's loads of money.
They spell loads of money, probably.
Made a right load of finishing knowledge this weekend.
Boy, lads, watch out for the ladies.
Loads of
is my bread and butter. My bird's bite's free and my car's a nutter. Loads of money is a shout I utter as I wave my wad and the kids is in the gutter. Derek B on your bike.
This is an insult to our intelligence.
Shut your mouth.
Nurse, I'm going to tend to loads of money.
Got too much money.
Probably. I'm more money in Stock Aitken and Dennis Waterman put together.
Manchester United 0, loads of money United, loads.
Now that's a final score there.
Pump up the football, pump up the football.
Hey, check this out. Sorry mate, don't take checks. Just loads of money.
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of dosh.
Song. that song. Cause I'm the money man. Love you, money man. Yeah, yeah. Go on, man, if you like. Money man. Money man. Ooh, ooh. Oh, I'm the money man. Yeah. Come on, if you like.
I don't know why it is, but people in London invariably take me for an American. And they come up to me and they say either one of two things. Either they say, get out of Vietnam, or they ask, tell me, how do you Americans manage with your ridiculous decimal currency? Well, I'd like to take this opportunity of assuring you that the decimal system is really much simpler. In fact, we have a saying about your money, penny-wise, the pound is foolish. It's one of those sayings that hardly anyone says. But, tonight, as a sort of hands across the sea gesture, I'd like to explain how easy it will be for you to get used to decimal currency. Supposing you are purchasing a certain item, the price of which is now 6 shillings and 5 pence. 6 and 5. Now, this is how you would convert it. Now, 5 pence is 5/12 of a shilling, and shilling, of course, is 5/100 of a pound. So 5 pence, then, is 2 cents plus 1/12 of a cent. But, of course, there's no such thing as 1/12 of a cent, so you call it 2 cents, and already you've made a profit. Now, 6 shillings are 30/100 of a pound, and you add the 2 cents and get 32 cents, and you look for a 32-cent piece. But, of course, there's no such thing as a 32-cent piece, so you give him a 50-cent piece and hope for the best. So he gives you 18 cents in change, but what you want to know is, how much is that in real money, right? Well, as anybody with a master's degree in math can tell you, if a shilling is 5% of a pound, then it's 500% of a cent, and so per cent is 5 times as much as per shilling. Isn't that thrilling? So how many shillings in 18 cents? Why, 3, of course, with 3 cents over, and that's 3/5 of a shilling, or 36/5 of a penny, which is 7 pence and 1/5 of a penny. But, of course, there's no such thing as 1/5 of a penny, so you call it 7 pence, and there goes the profit you made before, and it serves you right, you greedy thing. Now, I can see by your faces that I've made my point, and, that pleases me, because tonight was a sort of educational experiment using you as guinea, 105-cent pigs. And in a few years, I know you'll all be happily singing songs like this. I've got 2.5 cents, I've got 2.5 cents, I've got 2.5 cents to last me all my life. I've got 5/6 of a cent to spend, and 5/6 of a cent to lend, and 5/6 of a cent to send home to my wife. And I do hope that it's all clear to you now, and I'd like to stay and answer questions, but you'll have to excuse me, I have to spend the 5/12 of a cent.
Money. Well, you guessed it.
Fix your drink?
No, thanks. Say, who owns this place?
That's right.
Who owns it?
Yeah.
You don't know who?
I've known who for years.
Look, where's your boss?
Who?
Your boss.
Yeah. He's at a ball game with somebody.
With somebody?
Yeah, he never goes to the ball game with me.
Who does it?
No, he goes to somebody.
Well, aren't you somebody?
No, I'm sorry.
It's a shame you think you're nobody.
I don't think I'm nobody.
You think you're who?
No, if I was, I'd be at the ball game with somebody.
If you were at the ball game, who would be here tending bar?
Unless he was at the ball game with me.
Who?
Yeah. And if he was, nobody would be here.
Nobody would be here?
He used to own this place, but he sold it.
To who?
Yeah. Before that, nobody owned it.
Nobody owned it?
Yeah. It used to be called Nobody's Business.
Well, it's whose business now?
Yeah.
Well, where is everybody?
With nobody.
Everybody's with nobody?
That's okay. They're married.
Everybody's married?
To nobody.
Wow.
Everybody got a divorce because somebody was always at the ball game.
With who?
Every night. But everybody's nobody's sweetheart now. You know what I mean?
No.
You will.
I don't see how.
Oh, you won't see how. He owes everybody money.
Everybody?
Yeah, you remember Nobody's Sweetheart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's bad news.
Who?
No, how?
Oh, brother.
By the way, I didn't catch your name.
Jim.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Really sorry. My brother is never sorry. Oh, you...
Your brother is never sorry?
He just got married.
To who?
No, to whose sister? He's got two sisters, you know.
Who does?
Yeah, who does? Lou-hoo and you-hoo.
Lou-hoo and you-hoo.
And two brothers.
Two brothers.
Wahoo and Stahoo.
Lou-hoo, you-hoo, Wahoo, Stahoo. Let me get this thing straight. Who's at the ball game with...
Somebody.
How owes money to...
Everybody.
Everybody is...
There's nobody's sweetheart now.
You're...
Really sorry.
And your brother is...
He's never sorry.
And he just married...
You.
You who?
Right.
So?
So, by marriage.
Yeah.
Who is sorry now? Can I fix your drink? On the house.
You mean?
Who's gonna pay for it?
coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money keeps coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money keeps coming to me. Money is coming to me. Money keeps coming to me.
Stuff that you leave on the eve of Christmas Day. Worldwide overnight delivery's quite a trick, and it ain't no wonder that you ain't got time to shave. I know that you've been making me a toy up in the Arctic, and I hope this letter reaches you before you've time to start it. Some folks like their Christmases all blue or even white, but for me the color green is exactly right. Santa, don't you bother with the chimney no more. Stick my present into an envelope and slide it under the door, cause nothing says Merry Christmas like cash, cash, cash. Don't need two front teeth or mistletoe kisses. Jackson, Franklin, and Grant's my wishes. All I want for Christmas is a cash, cash, cash. Perfect and the style is right. You know that it's the color I dig. And never, ever, ever would you hear me say, does this money in my pocket make my butt look big? Oh, show me what the holiday spirit's about with a nice wire transfer into an offshore account, cause nothing says Merry Christmas like cash, cash, cash. Santa, don't you be no Ebenezer and pay off the balance on this hip beans, cause nothing says Merry Christmas like cash, cash, cash. Oh, the size is perfect and the style is right. You know that it's the color I dig. And never, ever, ever would you hear me say, does this money in my pocket make my butt look big? Oh, Santa, don't you bother with the chimney no more. Stick my present into an envelope and slide it under the door, cause nothing says Merry Christmas like cash, cash. Nothing says Merry Christmas like cash, cash. Nothing says Merry Christmas like cash, cash, cash.
Hiya, cousin. You say it's pouring rain and you hail a taxi and the meter's going tick-tock. And it's up to 385 and you haven't even pulled away from the curb. So you get out and walk and end up in the hospital with double pneumonia at $1,200 a day and $2,400 for tests, even though they know what you got. And Blue Cross accuses you of carelessness in filling out the forms. You spelt pneumonia wrong. So you sue and you lose. And your lawyer, a close friend, sends you a $1,900 bill. And your wife ain't come home from the movies yet. Is that what's got you murmuring, I need help on the bus, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high with that dignity and gumption your father told you about when you were a tot. $5 to dry clean a tie and you can hang yourself with it and not get dirty marks on your neck. Remember, he who laughs last gets fired first.
Hey there, booby. You say your babysitter calls up, she's got a headache. So you contact a private nurse agency with a $60 minimum and the same girl shows up as the nurse. And you get to the restaurant where you're reserved and after a couple of hours you slip the head waiter a tenner and he puts you at a table right up against the air conditioner. And he gives you two menus the size of Chicago and you can't make out the dishes because of the descriptions. A tender hill of succulent, palpitating, stockyard fresh pink porterhouse, tip drenched in a perfume of pussy willow juice. It's a hamburger, $28.50. And there's a $5 supplement for rolls and butter. And the only dessert on the dinner is fruit jello. And all the rest are a $5 supplement. And if you don't order wine, they charge you for parking. And you get out of there just under $130. And you make it to the theater in time because, as luck would have it, you're chased by a street gang with whips. And it's $12 a piece to get in. And a month later, the picture's on television, and it was a dog anyway. And you're still waiting for the babysitter to come back with your Volvo. Does all this seem to take the yay out of yay team today? Flippo.
Well, shake it off and grit those molars, but watch it, one may chip $500. Is everybody happy? No. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Why not? Is there a doctor in the house? Not if he can help it. Remember, he who lives like a king must be on an expense account.
Hey there, Bunky. You say you take your kid to the circus, and on your way to your seat, you spend $28.50 on a Sprite and a Donald Duck sweatshirt. And he wants a flag that says, Down with Daddy, $6.50. And the kid who lives next door comes over, and he wants a flag, too, $6.50. And a clown hands you a lollipop. That's free, but with a wrapper and the $7 program book and $6.50, you can get a mask of the Terminator, and both kids want that mask bad. And they also want a ride on a camel, $4, and $4 to get down, and $1 to throw hay on the elephants, and $5 for flicker lights. and you try to dodge the program man and run into an escaped baboon. And both kids are still screaming for the masks. So you go for the programs and the masks, $27.50 plus tax, and another $8 for two little Zorro whips that make a Z on your cheek. And here comes the other kid's father, and he gives you an argument you shouldn't spoil his kid. And after he asks if he can drop you off, he sticks you with the cab fare. And today you wear the mask all the time because people are looking for you, because you can't pay the rent, because you took your kid to the circus while your wife went to Bloomingdale's. Does all this seem to bring back the old twitch, Bunky?
Well, stick out your chest and pull in your tongue and don't let go of the rope. Quicksand! You know, you really look great. If it weren't for the sideburns and the unfortunate smirk, they'd call you Happy-Go-Lucky Harold. And let me tell you something else. He who speaks straight from the shoulder must have an enormous mouth.
You say you bought a box of Kleenex on the layaway plan, and you buy a Milky Way from a kid on a bicycle, and he says it's a dollar minimum between 12 and 2.
Wanted to get some new girlfriends, so I went and bought a Mercedes Benz. A waste of money, $8,000 down the drain. I thought the girls would get wild and reckless, so I bought cultured pearls and a diamond necklace. A waste of money. That cost me $4,000 more. They were returned. I got no girls they repossessed. Both the car and the pearls. I styled my hair just like Cary Grant. Bought a pair of those new tight pants. A waste of money. Household finance took my pants. The female gender, I just don't get it. Just when I'm out of both cash and credit, I found a honey. And this is what's funny. She don't need my money. She works for household finance.
Yeah, and if you got any money in the stock market, that's kind of wasted by now. Good morning, I'm KBC. This is BitSlap again. And tonight we look at money, since it's on everybody's mind this week. And why not? It's being driven into the ground. And we're not too happy about it, are we? So let's just think about it. And I don't know what we can do, but hey, we'll make fun of it right here. We started with something from Cabaret featuring Joel Grey and the Chorus or something. That was the Money Song, Sitting Pretty. For the Love of Money was the OJs. That was a single, the single version, the stereo single. They had to start doing that when FM radio came around. Let's see, Can't Buy Me Love was the Beatles. That was off of the anthology, one of them there, one of them outtakes. Money, 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 the ABBA's, which, well, it was ABBA, but in a major key. I don't know how they do that. That mystifies me. We heard from Harry Enfield, and that was Loads of Money, Loads of Money. The Money Man was Frigid Pink, Tom Lehrer, Decimal, explaining currency. I found a disturbing number of things about currency and stuff and how to count. Happiness Is, that was Beaver and the Trappers, and that of course featured Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. A single from about 1966 or 67, I don't know. Hudson and Landry, Nobody's Business. Neil Hamburger after that, At Least I Was Paid. Alright, so it was in Pizza Crust and Spider Legs. At least I got paid something. Okay, what did you get? Eddie Watkins Jr. started a trend with this one, I think. Money Is Coming to Me. There is an appalling number of versions of this song that people think will make money come to you. So if you feel better singing along with it, be my guest. Hey, if it works, let me know. Heywood Banks, Cash, Cash, Cash. The Inflated Philosopher, of course, from Eddie Lawrence. And Alan Sherman, A Waste of Money. Okay, so I hope you're thinking about what you're going to do when there is no more money. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to go start fishing in the river, and I don't like the idea of that, okay? So anyway, we have more money songs, because this is what we're doing here. But first, these words.
Mystery boxes, mystery boxes. Pick them out, shout and holler. Something in every box worth more than a dollar. Pick them up, shake them, smell them. Something in every box worth more than a dollar, and it's only a dollar a box. No blanks, no empty boxes. You might get a wristwatch, turquoise Indian jewelry, perfume, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, sunglasses, belt buckles. Hundreds of different items are in the boxes worth more than a dollar, and it's only a dollar a box. Pick them up, shake them, listen to them. If it's ticking, it might be the wristwatch, or it could be a clicking chicken, or maybe a time bomb. No, no time bombs, no clicking chickens. Something in every box worth more than a dollar, and it's only a dollar a box. Even if you don't get a wristwatch, you still get something worth more than a dollar, and it's only a dollar a box. Mystery boxes, a dollar.
Take my money. Take me, baby.
Thank you.
hard every day. You save your money. You don't do nothing but say one day you're gonna have some fun. And then you look around, you're done dead already. I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I get it. I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I get it. You can't spend none of it after you're dead. You never seen a money wagon rolling behind a hearse. I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I get it. They say, work while you're young and save your money. So when you get old, you can have some of the things you wanted when you was young. And then you look around, you done dead already. I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I get it. I'm gonna spend my money just as fast as I get it. You can't spend none of it after you dead. You never seen a money wagon rolling behind a hearse. I'm gonna spend my money. I'm gonna spend everything I can get my hands on. I'm gonna spend every nickel, every dime, every quarter, every Confederate dollar. I'm gonna steal everything I can rake, scrape, and borrow. I'm gonna steal that I can take. I'm gonna steal that you don't give me, that you won't give me, and that you can't give me. I'm gonna spend it all. I don't care about nothing. I'm gonna have a ball, and I'm gonna spend it all. Every doggone thing I can get my hands on. I don't care if it's a penny, nickel, dime.
moving and getting uptight. Mr. Reagan's catching hell, left and right. With the government sick and dang nigh dead, this coupon clipping is really gonna spread. Social Security barely alive. Probably be none left when I'm 65. It's enough to drive a man to bourbon sipping, trying to make ends meet, coupon clipping. Now I'll keep on pushing and doing my best to satisfy them hogs at the IRS. I can already feel my toehold slipping. Hope they don't mess around with my coupon clipping.
Coupon clipping, coupon clipping. Everybody's doing a little coupon clipping. Buzzing around like a bumblebee. Our coupon clipping society.
Now some little dude with a big brainstorm had an eye for business on the day he was born. Coupon clipping was his creation. Now he's dang sure got 'em in circulation. I come home at night with loving on my mind. Call for my woman and what do I find? You guessed it, pal, no love and affection. Damn coupons flying in every direction. I cut out coupons for a hemorrhoid cure. I know in the end I'll need some for sure. With blistered fingers and corns on my rear, I'll probably die in action just sitting right here.
Keep on clipping, keep on clipping. Everybody's doing a little keep on clipping. Buzzing around like a bumblebee. I'll keep on clipping society.
Minute that I could enjoy. My wife's out looking for the paper boy. She grabs that paper and pages start flipping. I know real soon I'll be coupon clipping. Well, my hands swelled up and they looked mighty bad. I called for the doctor to see what I had. He took one look and he said, oh man, you got couponitis in both your hands.
Coupon clipping, coupon clipping. Everybody's doing a little coupon clipping, buzzing around like a bumblebee. Our coupon clipping society.
Now my sex last done got up and went. If we make it to the bedroom, it's an accident. So it ain't what you think that's a wearing me thin. It's coupon clipping that's doing me in. Now when I blade these old scissors down, all my friends are gathered around. Speak these words in a solemn whisper. There lies one hell of a coupon clipper.
Coupon clipping, coupon clipping. Everybody's doing a little coupon clipping. Buzzing around like a bumblebee. Our coupon clipping society.
Say there, cashier, I got me some of these coupons I'd like to get redeemed. The old lady, she'd like her a six-pack. I'd like to have me another one of them great big tubes of Preparation H.
Well, I guess the story must begin that fateful day way back when they offered me that no-fee credit card. I checked yes on the application, listed a few of my recommendations, sent it off in the mail, and in a month or so the mailman brought me my brand new charge-all card. Better than checks, safer than money, and not nearly as dirty. Well, it laid around for a couple of days till finally I thought, well, what the hey, why not see if this thing will really work? So I went down to my favorite store, picked out three or four shirts or more, a pair of pants and a gaudy tie, and the man came by and said, yes, sir, cashier charge. I said, just put it on my credit card. Write that dude up. Whoa, convenient. Well, I put that card away in a drawer, and I never charged $1 more. Then one day in the mail, I got this bill. Above a little barcode in the box with the amount I owed was the astronomical figure of $4,200.32. When? There's been a mistake. So I got on the phone. Hello, hello? Well, I got the usual phone menu. Press one for this, for that, press two. And 20 minutes later, a real live person came on the line. I said, sir, this may be hard to take, but your computer has made a mistake. Says I owe more money than I've ever seen. And he said, people like you make mistakes. Our computer scans your personal barcode, and computers do not lie. Send us the bread, PDQ. Well, I got off the phone and I got the bill out and I looked at that barcode he talked about, and there it sat in all this black line glory. So I got my kid's ruler and a flare pen, and starting with the code on the left end, I drew a few extra lines where there hadn't been any lines before. Then I drew a few more, added some numbers and a Chinese expletive, drove my moped over it. Stick that up your computer. I sent it back in, I never heard no more, till one day the mailman came to the door with a special delivery from the Charge All place. Inside was a note in a cheery mode, said our computer scanned your personal code, and it tells us you've overpaid your bill, and closes a check payable to you for $17,000. We appreciate your business. Well, I got back on the telephone, plowed through the menu till the guy came on, and I said, sir, I think there is something you should know. Then I told him what the computer had done, and I said, well, just remember, you're the one who told me computers do not lie. Thank you.
Can a poor man eat flour up high, cotton down low? How in the world can we raise the dough? Our clothes worn out, shoes run down, old slouch hat with a hole in the crown, back nearly broken, fingers all wore, cotton going down to rise no more. 11 cent cotton, $10 pants, who in the devil has got a chance? We can't buy clothes, we can't buy meat, got too much cotton, not enough to eat. Can't help each other, what shall we do? I can't solve the problem, so it's up to you. 11 cent cotton, $2 hose, guess we will have to go without any clothes. 11 cent cotton, a carload of tax, the load's too heavy for our poor backs. Got a set of farmers we all know well, there's something wrong as sure as hell. We all work hard, we groan and sweat, we're plumb ruined and a bloat upset. No use talking any man's beat with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat, keep getting thinner cause we don't eat. Try to raise peas, try to raise beans, all we can raise is turnip greens. Folks always sick, Paul must cough, ain't had no sugar since Ma dropped off. No use talking any man feet with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat, feels like a chain is on our feet. Poor getting poorer all around here, kids coming regular every year. Planted corn was a wheat year, planted wheat and it turned a corn year. No use talking any man's beef with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat, how in the world can a poor man eat? Mules in the barn, the crops laid by, the crib's plumb empty and the cow's gone dry. Well, water's low, nearly out of sight, can't take a bath on a Saturday night. No use talking any man's beef with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. Such a range, the poor old farmer. farmer is always shortchanged. 40-cent meat, 11-cent cotton, makes a fella mad when he's treated so rotten. We fatten up our hogs, take them into town. All we get is 6 cents a pound. Very next day, we have to buy it back at 40 cents a pound in a paper sack. 11-cent cotton, 40-cent meat, sun always scorching up our wheat. Hogs got the colic, cattle mouth disease. Bull weevils only eating all they please. Even the health is so lazy. No wonder that we're all crazy. No use talking any man's beat with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat. How in the world can a poor man eat? Pray for the sunshine, course it will rain. Things getting worse, driving all insane. Built a nice barn, painted it brown. Lightning come along and burned it down. No use talking any man's beat with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat. Can't find the shoes to put on our feet. Bull weevils here, bull weevils there. Eats up our cotton and just don't care. Then high water, us awakes. What the bull weevil eats, the high water takes. No use talking any man's beef with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. 11 cent cotton, 40 cent meat. How in the world can we stand the heat? Summertime burn, wintertime freeze. Clothes worn out and we're ragged at the knees. Hired hand sits and sleeps while the hogs run loose rooting up the wheat. No use talking any man's beef with 11 cent cotton and 40 cent meat. No corn in the crib, no chicks in the yard, no meat in the smokehouse, no tubs full of lard, no cream in the pitcher, no honey in the mug, no butter on the table and no lasses in the jug. Things to eat are always high. Everyone is selling, no one will buy. We won't quit kicking, the fault's not our own. We just can't reap where we have sown.
I went to the country just the other day to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how he'd been since last had passed his way, and he rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. My wife's been sick, and the young'uns too, and I'm darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry, and them hens won't lay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The hawks took the cholera, and they've all done died. The bees got mad, and they left the hive. The weevils got the corn and the rain rotted the hay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down, that's more expense. And the darned old mule, he tore down the fence. The mortgage is due and I can't pay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and eat up the beans. The darned rabbits, they got the turnip greens. And my ma-in-law just moved in to stay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yeller, you have to set on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The well's gone dry, and I have to tote the water up from the spring about a mile and a quarter. My helper, he quit for the lack of pay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The house, it leaks, it needs a new top. When it rains, it wets everything we got. The chimney fell down just yesterday, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The cornmeal's gone and the meat's run out. Got nothing to kill to put in the smokehouse. The preacher's coming Sunday to spend the day, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The canned stuff's spoiled, else the jars got broke, and all we got left is one old billy goat. We're gonna have a new baby about the 1st of May, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. My crop, it rotted in the ground. I asked for another loan, but the banker turned me down. But we're still a-living and we're praying for a better day, so after all, everything's in pretty good shape.
Vending machines, think what we're spending on vending machines.
Ain't it stupendous the things that they vend us in
various vending machines.
Vending machines sell you apples and combs, stockings and sandwiches, split-level homes, toothpaste and popcorn, and also they sell squirts of Chanel to improve how you smell.
Squirts of Chanel to improve how you smell.
There's one at the drugstore I use all the time. It sells me 8 cents worth of stamps for a dime. And last week I read in 3 news magazines, they've got vending machines that sell vending machines.
Vending machines, vending machines. Is there no ending to vending machines?
Everyone searches for new things to purchase
from wonderful vending machines.
Down at the airport, you'll find a machine with travel insurance, so you'll feel serene. Just drop in a quarter, and if you should crash, you lucky stiff, you've got 10,000 cash.
You lucky stiff, you get 10,000 cash.
Vending machines sell you cures for your ills. Now they've got one that sells birth control pills. But if you get pregnant, please do not feel blue. For 15 cents more, it sells diapers to you.
Vending machines, patents are pending on vending machines.
Everything I've got said to me through the slot of a lot of those vending machines. All over the world there are vending machines. In Norway they vend 18 brands of sardines. Israeli machines sell you nice matzo balls. In France they just sell little plastic de Gaulles.
In France all they sell is a plastic de Gaulle.
In London there's one machine fit for a king, but the fog is so thick you can't see the damn thing. The Russian machine does the neatest trick yet. It doesn't sell things, it lights up and says yes.
Vending machines, ain't they hard branding those vending machines.
Thank you consumers for buying your bloomers from
splendorous vending machines.
There's another message that I want to tell you today, is that within our mandate, the ECB is ready to do whatever it takes to preserve the euro. And believe me, it will be enough.
We'll be right back.
start your expansionary policy. The German yelling claims that you're breaking your mandate. You say you are fucking anti-constitutional.
Single penny left for me, yeah. That's not bad. In my life. lovin'. Don't want no kissin'. Don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in the Hall of Fame. Just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, hear me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Let me walk around and waller in Mazuma, El Dinero. Wanna be a millionaire? Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition. That's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits. I'm a demon at addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos. Let me see their smiling faces. Money, 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 money. I want to get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I've got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. Want that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle. Want that tender that is legal and financially, substantially, any summer can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. I'm a greenback collector, I'm a paper bill inspector, I'm a savage for that cabbage, man, to me it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me, spread those loving germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll round upon it, stuff those bank rags in my bonnet, any kind, just so some president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it, let me hold it, let me sit there and fold it. Give me money, money, money. I want a carload of cash, the kind I can stash, a vat full of vododio dough. You know your banker never lets it matter whereabouts you get it, as you got it, boy. That's all he wants to know. Give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, geld, or gitas, let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with a loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. And if they ever plant trees of E. Pluribus Unum, I want to be the guy that they send out to prune them. Money, 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 money,
money,
money.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound. A mark, a yen, a buck, or a pound. It's all that makes the world go around. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money.
If you happen to be rich and you feel like a night's entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring
ting-a-ling
for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What? Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes us go round, of that we both are sure on being poor.
Money, 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 money.
Money makes the world go round.
Yes, and money does make the world go round. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I have no idea. I have no idea. You don't either. So let's just kind of all hold hands and stay together in this if we can. We heard from Jim Giacono and the Jays. Giacono? Whatever. Anyway, that was Take My Money after those mystery boxes. Yeah, man. I'm Going to Spend My Money was the Poor Boys. The Mellow Harps after that. A 78. Ain't Got the Money. Who does? Money, That's What I Want, was the Rolling Stones. That was an EP version. I'm not sure if it was really different from the album. I didn't compare the two together, so forgive me. Coupon Clippin' was Gene Simmons, not from Kiss, and apparently not Rockin' Gene Simmons of the Haunted House. I don't know who this guy is. Could be anybody. Could be you. Why are you hiding from me, huh? New Credit Card Song was a guy named Dick Feller. That was the same as the old Credit Card Song, but kind of reproduced and different, so what the hell. 11 Cent Cotton and 40 Cent Meat was Bob Ferguson from 1928, right before the fun started. What do you think is going to happen next year, huh? Everything's okay. That was Hank Williams, kind of tongue-in-cheek, I think. Vending Machines was Alan Sherman. We heard from Nanowar of Steel, an Italian punk band. That was Tooth Fairy. They're talking about Tooth Fairy crumbling the economy, in case you couldn't catch it all. Money, Money, Money. The ABBA song again from Tommy Johansson this time. A worthy cover, I thought. And then we heard from Mel Blanc, Money. You know, give me a big back of moldy old dough, okay? And Cabaret again, closing it out. Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey this time. And that was Money Gapes the World Go Round. And it does. And like I say, just to be patient. Stay calm. You'll know when to start screaming, okay? So on that note, let me take it on out. I got a few things here. And I hope you're going to be okay. I hope we're all going to be okay. So let's just... stay together, okay? I'll see you next week. Good luck.
Sorrow, maybe it's inside the bottle. Maybe. maybe it's inside the bottle. I had some good old buddies, names is whiskey and wine.
Hey, hey.
And for my good old buddies, I spent my last dime.
Hey, hey.
Now wine is good to me, it helped me pass the time. And my good old buddy whiskey keep me warm in the sunshine.
Hey, hey.
Your mama may have blessed the child that's got his own.
Hey, hey.
If God has plans for me, I hope it ain't written in stone.
Hey, hey.
Because I've been working, working myself.
Money in an old tin chest till I saw a poster and it said invest. If you want a bank that'll never go bust, then put your money in the Blue Chip Trust. We welcome the small investor. Every man a capitalist. So I wrote to the Blue Chip right away and back came a letter the following day. 4% in every quid if you invest it. So I did. And I sat back waiting for the dividends. They came all right, those chips were blue, but along came a letter from the landlord too. Your rent is going up, it said, £2 a week. Well, I saw red. I wrote them a letter. To Tentacle Limited, that was the name. I wrote damn quick and said it was a shame. But Tentacle said, well, don't blame us, we only act for the Blue Chip Trust. They own the property. We only collect the rent. To Blue Chip EC1 I went to ask them why they were putting up the rent. A young man said, well, it distressed us, but we must think of our investors. I do, I said. To pay myself my 4%, it seems I've got to raise my rent. I can't afford the rent, and so I've told myself I've got to go. A small percentage of myself has never had it so good.
Money comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. We'll give it a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. My property, if they don't work and I'll shoot the knee, and we'll all feel great when money comes marching home. Anarchy in my RPG, hurrah, hurrah, will guarantee my liberty, hurrah, hurrah. Mexicans I will underpay, whose roses they will strew the way, and we'll all feel great when money comes marching home. Hurrah, hurrah. Get a taste of my M60. Hurrah, hurrah. My legal wrath is ready now to place a bullet in your brow. And we'll all feel great when money comes marching home. The government and no ash nukes. Hurrah, hurrah. Just recreational make nukes. Hurrah, hurrah. And each one now